Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez says he's firmly back in charge of his country following the collapse of a coup d'etat against him on Sunday morning. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Chavez thanked the foreign governments that had refused to recognize the junta that tried to overthrow him. But NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas that Chavez had no thanks for the United States.
If you ask the average Chavez supporter if he thinks Washington had a hand in the coup, you'll get a quick answer.
Sí, claro.
Jorge Ribeiro, a student walking past the presidential palace, says the Americans had a clear motive. It's because Venezuela is a strategic economy, Ribeiro says. It's because we're the world's fourth largest oil exporter, and the Americans need us to finance their Cold War in the Middle East. Venezuelan suspicions have been fueled by several years of tension between Chavez and Washington. The Venezuelan president has annoyed both the Clinton and Bush administrations by cozying up to Fidel Castro, Saddam Hussein, and Muammar Gaddafi. It was no secret that Chavez's departure would come as a relief to Washington, and sure enough, when the coup happened, the U.S. seemed pleased. While Latin American countries condemned the breach of constitutional rule, the White House merely said Chavez was responsible for his own downfall. In addition, the junta that replaced Chavez showed immediate warmth for Washington. Right after taking power, it announced it would cooperate with U.S. efforts to intercept drug flights in Venezuelan airspace, something Chavez had always refused to do. During a news conference yesterday, Chavez was asked what he thought of the American attitude toward the coup.
No voy a caer en la diplomacia de los micrófonos.
I'm not going to indulge in microphone diplomacy, Chavez said. Diplomacy is a very serious thing. But about an hour later in the same news conference, Chavez told the story of a mysterious airplane that he saw parked on the island where he'd been held prisoner. The plane had U.S. markings, Chavez said, and it may have been waiting to spirit him off into exile. When asked whether he thought the U.S. government had sent the plane, Chavez backpedaled.
La raíz está aquí. La raíz está en algunos sectores.
The root of the conspiracy is located here, Chavez said. The root is in certain desperate economic sectors. For many of Chavez's supporters, this is code for American business interests. But Robert Batome, publisher of the business newsletter Ven Economía, discounts that possibility.
Businessmen, American businessmen in particular, but I would say all foreign businessmen, are very, very, very careful not to cross swords with the... not to get mixed up in local politics and to get involved and certainly not get involved in a coup.
That's not to say that there wasn't a lot of quiet sympathy for Chavez's ouster among business circles, both American and Venezuelan. Batome says Chavez's leftist economic policies and confrontational attitude caused most business people to support the coup. And he says if Chavez doesn't make a sincere attempt to mend some fences, they'll probably support another one. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.